Miller from Canton, Ohio. Let's give him a hand.
30 seconds before we're talking that silly.
Okay. All right, guys. I'm just getting mic'd up, obviously, so I don't have to carry this wand around. All right? We ready?
Nope.
Not yet?
We get to the good part now.
We get to the good part.
Excellent choice in belt leather, sir.
All righty. I feel like they threw me in the football game. All righty, here we go. Flooring. This is my life. I grew up in flooring. I have done this my entire life. What I do is I travel the United States and I train new flooring people that want to enter the flooring industry. Alrighty? So the education level here that I'm about to show you, I changed my program. I'm trying to teach you the basics of flooring. And by that, if you purchase this manual, this is truly a training manual from carpet to a garage floor. Every spec, every information you'd possibly want to know is in this manual. So that's what I talk about. When you plan a project in your mind, you're going to look at a flip house or something that you want to do, you need to figure out the measure chart. How much square footage do I need to actually cover that? I have a chart in this flooring, that in this manual that I'm going to get to, and I'm going to show it to you on the PowerPoint presentation, that will break it down so you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. The one thing I tell everybody is a floor will never, ever fail. If you don't believe me, come to the Canton Courthouse. That floor is marble. It will never fail. But the material always fails. If you put the wrong material in the wrong application, it definitely is going to fail. Before you head out to either your carpet retailer, Home Depot, Menards, anywhere that you choose to buy your flooring, you should know the basics of what you're looking at. In the carpet world, there is something called an FHA, that is a fire rating by the government, okay? In the state of West Virginia, your fire marshal is so hard, if you have a multi-unit or a commercial building, he will show up and he will test that carpet. If it is a polyester carpet, it has to be a minimum of 32 ounces of face weight carpet to hit that regulation. The polyester carpet is PET carpet. You might know it as PET. It is truly a pop bottle. I'm going to tell you how we receive the pop bottles. In Dalton, Georgia, we get a solid train that has nothing but plastic bottles in it. The very first thing we do, we have a spin cap machine. The spin cap machine actually twirls that white cap off that pop bottle. It immediately shoots it back into the trailer, the train. It then continues on to the PVC plant that actually makes your white piping in your home. That's what they're making that out of. That's the top. The bottle shoots through a tube. In that tube, it's full of hypodermic needles. If you're a diabetic, they teach you to put that needle in a pop bottle and put that cap back on it to prevent it from children getting that needle. My magnet is full of needles, okay? It then shoots through the next, which is the acid cleansing machine. What happens is we take all the label, the syrup, everything out of that bottle. It's now a pure bottle. 7-Up bottles will kick to the left because the light will not shine through it. 7-Up bottle is a green carpet, okay? Because what we're going to do with that bottle is we're going to melt that bottle. We're going to chop it up into tiny, tiny little pieces. We will bring other plastics into that to make color. Alrighty? So that yarn system is like a carrot. When it goes through a shower head now, It's coming out like a solid carrot, like a solid orange, or a solid green, or a solid red. It's solid all the way through. The very first thing we do is we run it in spools. We send it to the toothbrush manufacturers. They use our pop bottle system to make the bristles of the toothbrush that you brushed your teeth with this morning. We tested and made those in different colors for adults. Adults didn't buy them. They don't like that. Children love them. Okay? I don't know why we're weird, but we don't buy them. So, we now have enough yarn left over to make polyester carpet. The reason that we make that is you cannot stain it. It's a carrot. It's solid yarn all the way through. So if you're buying for a rental property and people say, I don't buy carpet, well, you would if you had an allergy. Because allergies, the worst thing you can do is put down hard surface. All that allergy is just going to float in the air, float in the air, float in the air, and make you sicker, sicker, sicker. If you stay in a lot of hotels across the United States, you walk in, they'll have the waterproof LVT floors down. But look at the bedrooms. The bedrooms have carpet. That's for the allergies to catch and get in that carpet so we can vacuum out and keep you healthy. That's what we're actually doing. That's why you'll see a lot of carpet in the that area. If you get into a nylon carpet, nylon is man-made yarn. It is a pure white yarn. It's made by either Stainmaster, Anso, DuPont, Weir Nathan. But nylon is a white yarn. So what happens is we heat up that white yarn, the dye spots open up, the dye goes into that nylon, okay? That colors. What I'm standing on is a nylon. The reason I know that is I've been in the industry so many years, I can feel the difference between a nylon yarn and a polyester yarn by the texture of the yarn and the softness of a nylon yarn. Compare a polyester is more of a plastic yarn, okay? This is more of a soft textured yarn. But what will happen to this, if you spill hot coffee on this, it will open up the dye spot and stain it. So that's the problem with nylons, but they wear a lot better than the polyesters. I just want to touch on everything. The most important thing to you is waterproof flooring, okay? If you stop at my booth, I'm going to show you, yes, your floor is waterproof, but remember how we made it. We had rolls of sheet vinyl at Home Depot and Lowe's. You guys had a hard time wrestling that sheet vinyl, bringing it to your apartment complex and putting it in yourself. Home Depot and Lowe's said, why don't you cut that into strips, attach it to WPC. WPC is wood plastic composite. It is your white fencing that they're making out there on your decks. So we glue the vinyl to the WPC. If they go in and they hot water extract that WPC, it will ruin the floor. It will make the floor expand because we put it under high pressure heat to get it to glue. You put it under high pressure heat again, it's going to release and want to start growing again. Alrighty? So right in your maintenance schedule, you should have in there, if you ruin my floor, it's because you didn't maintenance correctly. You cannot scratch a waterproof floor. Waterproof floor has that little acrylic that you see on an end table. That is made out of sugar. Okay, we actually put sugar in there to harden it like cotton candy. When you scratch it, have you ever noticed a mall at night, they buff it? All they're doing is buffing that sugar off because you've drug a cart across it or something of that nature. And so you really can't scratch a waterproof floor, all right? The most important thing is, though, if you stop by my booth, and many of you have, is how it engages. When you wrestle in high school, you are taught if you lock your hands, that is a penalty. Correct? Correct. The minute you lock your hands, it's a penalty. So when you go to a flooring store, you should take two pieces of waterproof flooring out of the box. We will have the exact same color. We send that top to 13 manufacturers in the world. We got manufacturers in Vietnam, which is the upcoming third world that's producing so much LVT now compared to China because of the trade relationships we're having with China. Vietnam took advantage of that. A lot of our flooring today is actually coming from Vietnam. It's not coming from China any longer. Alrighty? It is shifting business. Our main suppliers are South Korea and Vietnam. But what's happened is Vietnam is the newest manufacturers. What they're using is they're using a what we call an Engage 5G lock system. Somebody asked me, how do you know? On the side of the box, it will be printed 5.5, 3.2, 4.5. What they're telling you is a 5.5 lock system is very, very deep. Lock cans. I show you at my booth. It goes all the way in and it engages. If you've ever seen a floor that separates and you see lines in that floor, that's because you did not buy. You bought a 3.2 or a 4.5. What that means is you slide them together, okay, and they lock. Or you tap them and they lock. Well, if you slide something together, it's going to come out again, alrighty? And then you guys blame your installers and you say, look at these lines, he put it in wrong. No, it worked its way apart. It didn't engage. So, if you open up the box, if it doesn't engage at the store, it's not going to engage at home. Don't buy it. Say thank you, move on, alrighty? And the other thing is, you can either get it loosely, you can get peel and stick LVT, you can glue it down, or you can thick it down. Loosely LVT is absolutely, hands down, the very best. It has just been introduced within the last 3 years. It is actually made in Delphus, Ohio, by Knox Corporation out of South Korea. They brought that technology to us 3 years ago. It's now being produced in the stores today. Loosely LVT reminds you of a solid piece of rubber. It's super heavy. It has solid rubber all the way through from the LVT down. They are not using wood plastic composite that you're currently engaging with, alrighty? They're using solid rubber. Why is it made in Delphus, Ohio? We are the largest recycled tire people in the United States in Delphus, Ohio. All your gym floors, all those little specks, you see that little blue specks in that? We accept all truck tires only. We do not receive any car tires, period. A truck tire will last 300 miles. A car tire will last 50 to 75,000 miles. See what I'm saying? The truck tire has much denser rubber to it. So we only receive truck tires, and we make all your rubber floors, all your gymnastic floors, 90% of them are made in Delphus, Ohio, out of truck tires. Alrighty? Right up here, the street here. They're utilizing the partnership with the rubber to make their loosely LVT in Delphus, Ohio. That's why it's made there. That's why everything, it's all about location. Just like Dalton, Georgia. I'm going to tell you a quick story. You know why carpet was invented? It was, probably nobody knows. It was invented for the funeral industry. The casket is 8 foot long, 2 foot up, which made 12 foot carpet. The funeral industry came to the carpet mills and said, we want to line the caskets instead of having pure wood. They indeed made carpet, 8 foot, 2 foot up. That's why carpet was originally invented. There's where it came from. Why we picked Dalton, Georgia? It's where all the cotton gins were. They were already making all the yarns for the clothing and fabrics and things like that. Why not make the carpet there? Before that time, you got all your carpet out of Europe with the oil rugs and things like that, but they were already 6 foot looms. They didn't make them 12 foot. So all E.R. Berwick did was, he was a visionary. He put 2 6-foot looms together, made it 12 foot to accommodate the funeral industry. There's where carpet actually came from our funeral industry. When you go to buy SP waterproof floors, there's three different ones. There is stone, plastic, composite, okay? That looks exactly like ceramic tile, because it is ceramic tile. It's stone. They grind the stone up. They put it into the vinyl when they manufacture it. The problem is, if your floor is not perfectly smooth like a brand new Walmart that just got poured, it's not going to conform. It's solid stone, okay? So if you have a basement and it's got a little drain in the middle of it, that stone is going to float over top of it. It's not going to engage with it like the loose lay rubber that I just talked about that will go down in and come out a little bit. Every time you step on that little gap, you're moving it. Eventually, you're going to break it, and eventually it's not going to work. Performance-wise, it's the best. So I have rehabbers. I ran a 5-chain retail store, 40-some salespeople. And I would tell my retailers that if you come in, you have to put down a brand new subfloor that has to be perfectly level if they truly want SPC stone. But it will give you a ceramic look for a third of the price. Now, the next thing they'll make is, remember I touched on wood plastic composite? What they're telling you here, they're not talking about the vinyl, they're talking about the white fencing that I told you about. That's wood plastic composite. That's all your decking, all your fencing. When you look at my OVT products at my table, they're white because that is the decking. That is what they talk about there. This is the most important thing that you have to remember. Forget the stone, forget the WPC. You have to buy a Rigicor stabilizer vinyl. The reason is, do you remember I told you that you put the top on top, then we glued it to the WPC, and then your maintenance will move it? It used to really move. What used to happen was, until 3 years ago, we would have sunlight, these lake houses, we'd have these great big windows. They would come down and they'd heat that floor, and all of a sudden that vinyl's going, woo, it's really moving, right? What they did was they brought out a little core to put between the WPC and the vinyl top. And it's called Rigicor. It looks like a piece of cheesecloth. Truly what it looks like. By putting that little piece of cheesecloth between the two, it's called Rigicor. It stabilizes that vinyl. So when that sunlight hits it, it cannot move it, okay? It can move it a tenth of an inch, but not like hot water extracted right on top of it. You know what I mean? So the stabilizer, almost, I would say, 95 to 98% of what you're buying today does have the Rigicor in it, because the retailers have said, we don't want that anymore. It causes us too much problems. They quit buying it, so they quit manufacturing it. But you have to make sure that if it's an older product, that you definitely look at it and you ask it. It has to be stamped on the box, Rigicor, by law. Same thing that locking systems, 3.5, 4.5, 5.5. What happens is we receive boxes in from China. Your major retailers like Home Depot and that will change the names and change the boxes and say Home Depot. But by law, they still have to have that little stamp on there. The government requires that. All right? Next thing I want to talk about, what's new? In my house, I have a product called Mohawk RevWood. If you come to my home, it's laminate. The reason is, I have two wonderful grandchildren that have wonderful friends. We have our pool right off our deck. I mean, you literally just walk off our deck and you can jump in our swimming pool. What happens is these children come from there. My wife wanted real wood. We put real wood through the whole house downstairs. It lasted about 6 years. Because all that water from the Ohio snow and the swimming pool started coming in on our real wood and started causing our wood to warp and move and things to splinter. I said, Tim, the only thing that you can use is laminate that will give you the effect of a real wood. It's the visual. Laminate today is so much better than laminate of yesterday. Alrighty? How do they make water-resistant laminate? They use beeswax. So when you have a laminate, you have an edge on that laminate. It has a very slight coating of beeswax. When the installer slides that together, it heats that beeswax up, fills that crack, so nothing can come down through. The only issue you have is, if water comes from, if you live in New Orleans, we have an issue of water because they're slab homes, the moisture coming up from the bottom. That's why we can't say it's 100% waterproof because of New Orleans and other parts of the United States. You'll have the subfloor or the concrete bringing the laminate. You know, those cases, I would use an LVP. Here is the best invention ever. This year, it was actually made in, it's coming out of Austin, California. It is real wood. What they have figured out over in China at the Saigon plant, I have been there, I've traveled the United States, I've traveled the world in flooring. What they invented was taking veneer wood, in other words, they slice it as thin as LVT, and they now are attaching it to waterproof WPC backing. You can now click it in. Alrighty? If you made a great opportunity buy on a house, it's $180,000, it's a $260,000 neighborhood, put wood in there because that's going to bring the value of that house up to the market that the consumer's looking for in that neighborhood. I think the real wood, we will replace our home with the new hybrid real wood probably in a year or two because my wife hasn't seen it yet. But when she does, she will. It's not. It's wood. Wood is not scratch-proof at all, okay? But you can sand it one time. It's an engineered wood which can be sanded one time. Everybody thinks that you have to have solid wood, okay, to refinish it and sand it. George Washington's own personal house has only been refinished and sanded one time. Once, okay? Because they realize the expense to do that is outrageous. If you find this happens, and I can tell you how to solve it. If you find a glass house, a house on the lake, that glass is going to fade that wood, okay? That sunlight will fade that wood. There's a company out there, they're in Toledo, Ohio. I know I'm pushing Ohio, but this is truly where it's made. And it is called Bona, B-O-N-A, Chemi. If you've never heard of that, it is the best chemical in the industry. They make one that cleans ceramic, LVT, they make one that cleans wood, they make it all. They also have one called Bona Chemi Refinish. So if you have a walnut wood and it's stained, you can actually put their chemical on there. It will dye and refinish that wood, and you can save that project by just refinishing that one area, and it will blend. Bona Chemi is hands down the best chemical ever. It is out of Sweden, in home office in Sweden. They do have a plant in Toledo, Ohio, and they built a brand new facility in North Carolina that just opened up. Okay? So Bona Chemi, I buy it online. You can buy it online. That's where we get it from. Underlayment. This is the most important thing that you could possibly do. In the state of New York, they have 54 high-rise apartments. They do not want to hear this person upstairs tap dancing to this person. The phone will ring off the hook. They only use two underlayments. One is cork and one is rubber. If you know anything about the computer or the music business, we use cork for sound deadening purposes. Alrighty? Cork underlayment, hands down, is the very best. I have seen Pergo and Mohawk, higher end products, only use cork. Okay? In U.S. floors, if you go to a pro source or something like that, you'll see a wall from here to here of U.S. floors, and it's all solid cork. It was really invented for the state of New York, but it's everywhere now. I mean, that's because of the state of New York. All they use is cork. This is the most incredible chart in my book. I have a whole chapter on how to do this, but if you look here, in flooring, I can utilize the waste to fill in the fill pieces. A 16 by 27 in my mind is the same as a 17 by 27. I'm going to buy 489 square feet. I'm not going to tell you that. I might charge you more because you think you need more. But when I order the flooring to do your job, I'm only ordering enough to do your project. So what I tell you is arm yourself. Take your blueprints. Every bedroom, go, that room is whatever it is, 16 by 30. You plug it in that little space. Then you start totaling them all up. When you walk into a flooring retailer, you say, I need 860 square feet to do this entire house. How did you get there? This is how you got there. There's a whole chapter on how you could get there if you want to read it. But I make these charts. Every salesman that worked for me had that in their pocket. Because when you walked in my store, first thing I did was, you have some type of drawing on a piece of paper. I told my salesman, you'll go nuts. They came here to get an estimate. If I'm going to buy tires, I walk in to get an estimate. The first visit is always the estimate visit, unless you walk in to flip a home and say, I need it tomorrow. But in our industry, we find out the man usually sends the woman out, or she'll go out on her own, and she'll get estimates to bring it back to him and say, hey, let's talk about this, honey, what we want to do. Right? So what I do is I say, forget that piece of paper. That piece of paper says it's 16 by 27. Look at your two farthest points. Tell them you need approximately this much. Start working with them. Ask them, where are you putting the product? Where is it going? Do you have dogs? Do you have concrete? Do you have wood subfloor? Because of the fact, before you start marching around the store, she might fall in love with a product that absolutely is not going to work in her situation. So don't get her there. Direct her to what's going to work, so that if she makes a decision, you have an opportunity to sell her instead of making her mad. The other thing is, by using this chart, you can tell her it's going to be approximately $1,500. If I tell her it's $800 and my measurement comes out and brings it back as $1,500, she's mad at me, she's mad at you, she's mad at everybody, because she planned in her mind $800. That's what we use that chart for in the flooring business. I get down to the end because I always try to hold a lot of information for questions from you guys. If we finish early, we finish early. I talk about stone, porcelain, and ceramic. The reason I put that in my book, you guys have countertops. You guys will use corian, you'll use quartz, you'll use different marbles and things like that. You need to know which the maintenance on a stone. You need to know the maintenance, when to seal the stone. You need to know this because if you put something on there and it stains that stone, I can't get it out. It's stained for life. So you need to know if you buy a stone like a quartz, or a quartz or like a corian, you have to seal that every 2 months if you truly go to protect that from absorbing, because we have something called absorption rates. A porcelain is your commode, is your tub. It will not absorb water. My cousin lives in South Carolina. She calls me up and she's crying, and I said, what's wrong? She said, we built this brand new home twice. The builder had to come back and replace all the ceramic. I said, Doris, didn't you put a sauna tub in there, a Whirlpool sauna tub? She said, yeah. I said, your ceramic is grabbing that moisture and cracking. Ceramic is red Georgia clay. We take red Georgia clay, we spin it, we glaze it, we make pots, we make vases, we make different things out of ceramic, all right? So the absorption rate is huge. Ceramic is what we call a semi-victorious, which means it will accept and absorb moisture. So it's going to crack. I've had people tell me today, I've seen ceramic in houses and it's cracked. Well, number one, did you use the proper subfloor? Number two, what's the absorption rate? Are you in Florida? If you're in Florida and you lock that house up, you're getting a lot of moisture. That ceramic's going to crack in Florida. I'll tell you right now, it's going to crack just from the moisture rates. So if I lived in Florida, I would put nothing but porcelain down, okay? Because porcelain will never crack. And our friends have a gorgeous outside area that has a decking and everything. We did the whole outside with porcelain. Because porcelain's never going to crack, even in your Ohio winters. It's going to be slippery with the ice on it, but it's not going to crack. Okay? In that case, we use heated floors. Because they have the heated floor systems. In our house, when you step out of the shower, you step on a porcelain floor. Our shower's porcelain, our floor's porcelain, and we have heated floors. There's nothing like taking a shower and you step out in 0-degree weather on a heated, warm floor. Those systems truly only cost us about $450 is our dead cost for those heated floors. We charge you $500, $800. Sometimes it depends on the retailer. But I tell you, if it's my home, I would spend the money and have a heated floor put in. Maybe not if you're in Florida, but I guarantee in Ohio, I have a heated floor. We have the heated closet and everything because my wife has the heated towels and so on. But it is very, very nice. My name is Mark Farnsworth. Like I said, I do these training sessions. My main business is I teach. I don't know, the largest retailers in the United States are Carpet One, Abbey, these are chain stores. When they hire a brand new sales force, they bring me in. There's 10 partners that are involved in our company. They're in Minnesota, Wisconsin. I try to travel the east. I travel Atlanta to Ohio. But we come in and we teach brand new people how to, if you walk into a carpet store, the very first thing we teach you is, you ask somebody, what's your budget? That's the worst thing you can do because you're going to make them mad, right? If you ask me what my budget is to buy a car, I get offensive right away. So we teach them to ask you key words. Are you flipping? I mean, tell me about your house. I'm flipping this house. I already have a budget. I know where you're going. You have walked in. I've waited 8 years to get what I want. I have a budget. I know where we're going. Once I answer that budget, once I get you to tell me what you have in mind, what you're looking at, I'm looking at wood, whatever it might be, I categorize you, I find out what your needs are, then I start asking, do you have a dog? How many children? How, you know, what is your expectations of this floor? Where are you headed? Then I start marching you around the flooring store and teaching you the different products and what will perform, not perform, things of that nature in this seminar. Questions? That's what, yes.
When you have a floor like a vinyl kitchen and then a carpet in the family room, dining room, and you want to make it all same flooring that can withstand tenants, what do you recommend? How do you recommend that they lay it?
Okay. The first thing, you got a vinyl floor. That vinyl floor should not be touched. Okay? That vinyl floor could have asbestos in it. So as a flooring person, when I walk into your floor, I look at that vinyl floor right away. And I go, I'm not touching that. The next thing I do, because I can't just shake your carpet up, I go right to the corner of your carpet and I lift it up. The reason I do that is pets pee in corners of homes. Okay? I'm looking to see how saturated your floor is. If your floor is not saturated, I'm 99% sure you don't need any subfloor or any type of woodwork done to your floor. Alrighty? If I see a mountain of pee, the first thing I do is say, I'm pretty sure we're going to have a subfloor. So what I'll do is, as a carpet person, I will put on there, a subfloor is going to cost you $860 for our men to come in and put down a brand new floor to cover up all these piss areas. I mean, I'm just being honest. I'm sorry to talk that way, but that's just the truth. If I do not need that subfloor, it's easier for me to take it off your invoice than to add it on your invoice. See what I'm? So I train my people to plug it in there, okay? If I do not see anything, or it's decent looking, I might see a little bit, but it's not saturated, they didn't abuse it, they didn't let their kids run wild or their animals run wild, then I look at self-leveler. When I pull that carpet up, there's going to be a difference because they put a subfloor down and they put the vinyl down. So there's a little lip difference here. Alrighty? If you run LVT, we figure $25 an hour. What we figure is we're going to go get the compound, the self-leveler, and we're going to level from that subfloor all the way across your room. So it's nice and level all the way. Because if you don't do that, you go in, you yank it up, you got this much of a difference all over that floor, it looks great, you put the LVT down, you created an air gap. Which means every time you step on it, it's going down, it's going down, it's going down. Eventually, it will go down all the way, and then you'll have problems. Now, let's say that you go in a home that you own, and the floor looks good, but it does have little separation to it, okay? All you have to do is get some airplane glue or clear glue. You put a very fine bead on that edge, and you push it with your feet until it seals. That will solve that issue. If you have that issue. Alrighty? The main thing in my book is transitions. People will say, oh, I didn't have that transition. I'll get that in a day or two and put that in. That's the worst thing you could do. That's exactly how you ruin every floor. Transitions are so important that when you put that floor in, if you come to my booth, I always tell you, you walk in a house and you'll see you've owned that home for 5-8 years, but you'll see a few of the transitions are broken. Come right here in my book, right to the transition profile, find the correct transition, replace it. Go and buy the correct transition. Because the transition is exactly what you just did. You went from here to here. Every time you step on it, you're moving it. And you're busting this edge. You're busting this edge. So transitions is what? Yes?
So when it comes to using cork for soundproofing a floor, like at what point do you start seeing diminishing
returns
to thickness?
The dimension of thickness? With our cork, you will not. The cork for the flooring industry is made at a 0.065 density rating. You will never take and compress our cork to get any type of reflection or anything of that nature. Our cork is made completely different than what you might be thinking of. Is that what you're talking about?
Essentially, how thick does the cork have to be?
Oh, no, it's paper thin. is probably a 5/16 thickness. It's not that thick. It only has to be thick enough to do the sound barrier. It's about, our cork's about this thin. You can actually rip it with your hands. It's not that thick. But it holds, it's so dense. It's much denser than like a cork wall or anything of that nature. That cork is pushed together so dense. The density, the thickness is the density of the cork. So the cork is solid density, which pushes it down so it doesn't deflect up or down. Okay? Yes?
Do you have a heated floor that you can put underneath a vinyl?
Yes. You can put any heated floor on a vinyl. What I recommend... of a heated floor? I don't. But if you ask me what I have in my house, I use Sluter.
Yeah.
Okay? But there's different ones out there that are all equal. Okay? The reason I use Sluter, and you might be familiar with this, it is the most advanced in your ceramic waterproofing and everything else over the old systems.
Yeah, I use that too. Do
you use that too? That's the best.
Something came out that was similar to it for a little bit less money for the heated floor system.
Yes.
Well, I just didn't know.
No, no one's got to Sluter's level. Okay? And since I'm in the business, I cannot recommend a floor. But I can tell you what I use in my home. Kind of recommending a floor, but it's what I use. Okay? It's just like I told you, I use Mohawk RevWood. The reason is, they were the very first manufacturer to figure out the Engage system.
Right. On that wood floor that has the,
you know,
the hybrid floor?
Yes.
How thick is the wood veneer?
The wood veneer is less than an eighth of an inch.
And do you think a realtor would count that as a hardwood floor?
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. The reason you have to advertise it that way, it will scratch. So you let the people know up front it's wood.
Right. I just didn't know if they counted it.
Yep. Yes.
I have a rental that I'm going to be putting down on a slab.
Yes.
And she's going to do the vinyl plank.
Yes.
And there's nothing that'll ever kill it, whatever. So I want to know, like, is there a difference on the vinyl plank that you should get? And it's being held up for glue. They can't get any glue. So I'm just wondering, and then she says, maybe I can get this other glue. I said, well, I want the best glue. So any ideas about glue?
On glue, they're having a major labor factor. You are correct. Glue is backordered big time right now for all my commercial buildings and things like that. It really, I'm sorry to say it, but there's really no replacement. You know, if it was mine, I would just hang in there until I got the proper glue. I can recommend different glues, but what happens is the minute the moisture, if you don't use a Henry's 350 or a very, very good pressure, the key word is pressure sensitive. Okay? If you do not use a pressure sensitive glue, you're going to create problems with the water base. Because remember, your concrete will always bring water. Okay? Pressure sensitive means the moisture will dissipate. And I think we got less than 10 minutes. Eric's giving me the high sign. Go ahead. I'll try to get as many as we can.
You did the training classes. Do you have classes like a gymnasium into to take?
Here's what I do. We book ourselves out with all the training classes, alrighty? But at this convention, I sell this book for $249 in the flooring industry. But the reason is they're going to make money. They're in the business to make money, so they don't mind spending $249 to get my training class. Most of my training classes are done by Zoom. So if you want, you put my phone number in there. Me and you could do a Zoom one-on-one, something of that nature. If you might buy my book, if we don't take, you know, if you want a three-hour training class, then I charge $50 an hour. Okay? If you just want to call me on the phone, I wrote the book. I did not have another author. I had two vice presidents that were extremely good friends of mine. And I asked them to give me little subtitles and things like that. I'm one of them people that say I can't take credit for everything, although I wrote the book. So I could be driving down I-75 in Atlanta. My phone could ring. I could go, what's your question? What's your situation? And I could answer 90% of them over the phone. What I recommend you do, honestly, if this was my book, I would tab it out. I would call Mark Farnsworth and say, I just want a little clearance on this, this, and this. I would also take my Erie Street project. I went, and I went to Menards, and I bought, for Erie Street, I bought this serial number. I bought this amount of flooring. I did everything. I put it right in the book. You could go to Kinko and add pages to this book. You know what I mean? They can't copyright it because I own the copyrights to it. But what they'll do is I go into my retail stores. They will add, their binders might be this big, but they write down in this book, we had a Father's Day promotion and the road was closed. We had rain, things like that. They refer back to their book for next year's Father's Day promotion. You know what I mean? I look at these books. I make them online. You can buy them. And if you're part of this convention, I'm going to give you a code, or I'm going to put your code is your name, O-R-I-E-A, okay? When you order that book, when you put that name in there, it will pop up that you owe me $100, not $249. That's how you can order more books, things of that nature. Because what happens is, I tell everybody, it's not who I know, it's who knows me. Okay? When you guys go and you tell somebody, hey, I got this book. Where'd you get it? Well, I got it from Mark Farnsworth. If you can order it online, just use this and you'll save the money. Or call me and I'll enter the code for you and get it for $100.
You didn't bring any with you?
I got 150 books with me. Yes. And believe me, I need them. And I saw them here. I go through them.
So you envision us just using the book to learn more about what we need and being more intelligent when we go to the store?
You nailed it. That's exactly what I envision. What happened to me was my son's 33 years old. He's an iron worker. He's making $100,000 a year. He spent money on a beautiful truck. He's got a $80,000 truck. He's went through 15 girlfriends, and you know this. And I said, Derek, you got to calm down. You need to come to this convention and learn how to invest your money. You need to buy some houses. I'm finding out you can lease a house and sublease a house. You can do all kinds of things. I wish somebody would have told me that at 33, you know? But he goes, Dad, I'm not feeling real good. I said, you're staying home. I know it's only 3 hours down here, but don't kick me out of the convention. They take our temperature. You're gone. I go, you're not coming. You know what I mean? That's the only reason why I'm even here. We went, met, where's Scott? Right there. I met Scott. I learned more about your business in the 3 or 4 hours I've spent with this man over the different breakfast meetings. And I said, Scott, you're going to see Derek. Because I feed off in other people's intelligence. I don't know. I didn't know anything until Scott kind of said, you okay? You fine? You know? Jess, I have some ideas for you. That's how I even got here. I never even planned to be here. But I look at my schedule. I don't have another one until Ohio State Monday.
When I purchased my home about 10 years ago, my aunt and I, she became ill. We used wheelchairs and moved the chair back and forth. The family room, I thought was real wood.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all this motion and action, the color started to come.
Yes.
I had had real hardwood in another room, so I called two different companies and asked them to resand the floors. They told me it was that regenerated.
Yes.
And they couldn't.
But
one time.
Don't I, Kimmy, a lot of times they don't want to because they sometimes their machine will take an engineer wood down too far. And what they really want to do is protect themselves. They want to re-sand solid wood, which is solid all the way through. They, as a flooring sander, they don't want to refinish engineer wood. It can be done. That's why Boney, look at B-O-N-A, Boney, Kemi. They have a product that could re-dye that wood and bring it back to its life. There is one called Renew or Resolve, but the only reason I know Boney is, I live in Canton, Ohio, so I've actually been to their plant. Because they want me to learn their systems to pass it on to everybody else in the flooring industry. So they personally took me through the whole training program at Boney. That's why I know. And it's the same thing with Delphus, Ohio, with the tires. That's why I know they have truck tires. Because I'm training their future. See what I'm saying? This is great news. It's coming to your states. There's something called Workforce of America. I want you guys to be aware of this. The United States government, it started in Alabama. The second school is in Florence, Kentucky. The third school is going to be in Cleveland, Ohio. We actually was there 2 weeks ago on a Friday. They busloaded the Ohio State students in. They busloaded the Cleveland public schools in. We had 100 to 275 children, high school children, and college kids come to this event. They took us through a building, a parade of homes. This one had the foundation dug. This one had the framing work done. This one. These children went and they walked and they decided if they like plumbing. What they're doing in Ohio now, Kentucky and Alabama, the children are going to start going to school 2 days a week. Those 2 days are going to get their English and math. The other 3 days, they're putting them in the ditch. And they're making them do plumbing. But they're finding out they can make $300,000 a year being a finished carpenter instead of being a doctor. What do we need? We need plumbers. We need electricians. As everybody in this room knows, I'm sorry I'm older, but we had shop class. I took home ec. That's where the girls were. But we had shop class. You know what I mean? They're bringing that back. And that's what Ohio has just got awarded. Yes, sir?
What's the name of that school?
Then the school is called Workforce of America. There is one in Kentucky, and there's one in Alabama. It is funded by the United States government. And they're going to, we just had the very first meeting Friday. Thank you. They're kicking me out, I can tell. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. If you want a book, I got a table. And thank you for inviting me, Scott. It's been a great meeting.
My drywall guy makes $5,000.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. By himself.
It works for himself, yeah.
All he does is hang it. He doesn't do any finishing, just hang it. He can hang like 50 sheets in a day by himself.
All yeah.
Ceilings.
Yes.
And
that is... Carpet stores, I paid him $100,000, $200,000 a year. Lay carpet. Yes.
We'd like to come and speak in Bono.
Oh, you would like to speak at the...
I'm the president of Toledo Real Estate Investors Association.
So oh, I would love to come and... Yes.
Where did you say you're at? What town?
Canton, Ohio.
Okay. Well, that's not that far.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give you one of my cards when I walk out back out there.
Right.
And I would love to come and speak to your group. Oh, my gosh. That's a great opportunity.
I want to hear more about that Bona hardwood fix thing. Because, I'm in Atlanta, and I live in the city, and there's a lot of solid hardwood there. I'm
yeah.
a realtor as well, and an investor. So you can actually...
Restore
stains, like...
Everything.
How does it penetrate the...
penetrates the pigments of the wood, is what it actually does.
You sanding off the polyurethane or not?
The first chemical you put on there removes the polyolefin. It strips it.
Even if it's water-based.
Even if it's water-based, it strips it off.
My wife and I just redid a house in 1929.
Yeah.
And we just sanded everything. And
yeah.
It was a mess. Like they
It's a chemical reaction.
Yeah, they had, I mean, it was just, the floors were just a mess. Like, we had packed some of them. We did a lot of work on the floors, but we just re-sanded them all and re-stained them. But we used the Bona water-based.
Yeah.
Sealed.
Home Depot and Lowe's sells it.
Yeah.
Go to Home Depot's and Lowe's. They sell it.
So the first thing takes off the
finish. The urethane finish.
Okay.
Okay. The second part re-dyes the wood. So the wood will open up and take the pigments of the color.
So you have to pick a color. You're actually...
You're going to, just like you do paint.
Okay.
You'll actually go in and look at the colors.
Yeah.
And you will buy the container that's pre-mixed.
Yeah.
Cherry. Okay,
yeah.
Pre-mixed cherry. Yeah. You'll go in, you'll put down the chemical first. It will strip it. And they'll tell you how to mop it up and everything. It literally just comes up.
Yeah.
Then you re-dye the wood with the pigment color,
okay.
You let it dry, and then you will reapply the urethane finish.
Hmm. Yeah. I didn't know that was possible.
Yep.
That's something that I learned. I'm going to get one of your books.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So.
I appreciate it. Well, they're kicking me out, so I'm going to get out of here.
The book, it explains the different types of flooring.
Kind
of
absolutely.
A lot more, kind of what you did, but in
but a lot more detail. Yeah.
That's what I want. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I feel like I just messed up several thousand dollars putting flooring down.
I figure the book will save me more than $100.
Okay, I heard a lady ask about the VCT and glue.
Yeah.
I had floors put on a first floor concrete. They didn't use glue under it.
A slab.
Did they click it or loosely it or peel and stick it?
It wasn't peel and stick. It's supposed to just click together.
It's on the groove.
That is what they did. They clicked it together. And I can, thank you. I can show you at my table the click system of what they did. And I have samples at the table. I can show you. Okay. Thank you. I'm going to head to my table. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would love, man, that would be fantastic to come and speak. Yeah, I got to find that guy. He told me to find him. Who's that engine? There's an engineer that needs this mic. He'll find me. Hey. Now, yeah, make sure you take that. Or if you want, just take one of these, because I definitely want to do that. But thank you.
Is this where I order it?
Nope, I just give you one here, and we'll just dye you up here.
Could I fill this out?
You don't have to. That is, if you didn't want to carry it, I was going to mail it to your home.
No, I'm
but you're here.
Grove, and I'm here, and I got a bag, so I'm good.
All right, I'll just take it. I don't know. I've never even seen a stamp card.
Well, I won't worry about it.
Is this yours or is this mine?
That one's mine. That one's tabbed out.
Got the tab,
right? Yeah. You don't want that one. That one's brand new. You want a new one? Please remove card. Verify? Yeah, you can look at it. Absolutely. And there you go, sir. Thank you.
Is this for a drawing or something?
For a $50 gas card.
Oh, okay.
Speedway card.
Good.
You're good.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to try to keep this one separate. Okay.
You can keep that with that separate one.
Okay. Thank you.
For the second Tuesday.
Let me mark yours paid in full so you have a receipt.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you sell materials close by?
I don't sell any flooring at all. I recommend flooring, but I do too much training that would be a competitor. Yes, to the people that I'm selling floor. There's two flooring contractors here, matter of fact. You know what I mean?
You just had the one floor sitting today.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, but I can do it real quick with you.
Okay. Yeah, because we have like 180 units. We
wow.
That LTV. We've been buying that VGC carpets up in Columbus.
Okay. Yeah.
Barbara,
yeah.
Jeff and his boy Nick.
Yeah. Well, here's what I did. So, I get you all taken care of, right? Get you your book? All right. That's great. That's great. I tell you, when you plan your project, you need to figure out exactly how much footage you need to do that project, okay?
Here's what we do. We buy a pallet at a time.
Nice.
It goes right to the next house.
Okay. But be careful.
It goes right to the next house.
Be careful with that because there's 13 different lock systems. All righty? This one here engages, correct. The one you want is not this one that slides or taps together. This is the exact same color, exact same product. The lock system is completely different. Take it out of the box, or would be by the pallet. But the first one you take out of the box, you make sure that you buy this lock system. Yeah, let me get you a side view here. Do you see how deep that is? This product's going to go way deep in there. See what I'm saying? 5.5 on the box. It is very, very deep. See how this one here is on top?
Okay.
And see how this one goes down in? The tighter the lock system, the better it's going to perform.
Okay.
So if you're buying pallets, this won't lock into this.
Sure. But you got to remember, we got 180 units.
Yes.
When that pallet runs down, we're usually buying discounts and closeout stuff.
Smart.
At like $1.60 a foot.
Smart.
Versus $2.40 or
$2.80.
Right. And if we have five or six pieces left,
then you just
from a door some way, like
you're
a walk
smart.
In and then throw dress and fire.
That's exactly what you should.
Yeah, that's the only way we do it. We buy carpet the same way. We buy, you know, 200-300 foot at a time, cut it 100 foot pieces.
Exactly.
Turns out what's left is door mats or door mats.
That's exactly what you should do.
Yeah.
And the only thing I tell you is that when you do your maintenance, see this profile here, this book, if you go back and you find some busted trims, okay, in the home, buy the correct profile. So you go and you buy this one's going to work, or this one.
Right.
Depends on what the profile looks like.
Right.
Okay?
Okay, yeah.
Carpet to ceramic, so you buy the correct trim.
Or whatever, right.
That's correct. And then the other thing I tell you is, I would copy the maintenance schedule in for LVT, and I would hand it to the tenant and say, because this is waterproof, but if you heat this face up, okay, it's going to expand and contract. You ruined it. You can only use Swisher, which is cold water the clean needs.
Okay,
if you use hot water,
bed bug machine, it takes the house to 140 degrees, what's going to happen?
That's not, because that's it's not direct pressure.
It's just ambient heat.
It's ambient heat, right.
Put, machine.
Yeah. But if
75,000.
Yes, exactly. But you're not putting direct heat on it, you know? Put direct heat on it, it's like putting an iron on this, you know, and it expands and contracts it. So there's two things of waterproof, maintenance and lock system. It's the only two things you need to know. As far as
there's a different thing. When you got the carpet, the dog piss goes straight to the pad, and it's going on that. It's going to lay there until they walk through with their socks or get a towel to mop it up.
Yep. I can't do anything about that.
You can't sell that technique, huh?
That's right. I'm sorry.
What's the cost?
I don't know. I don't sell flooring.
It runs anywhere from $2 to $3.
He's correct.
It's like,
wow, I thought you did sell flooring.
No, I don't sell any flooring. I educate you
on how to buy flooring. Okay? So that you don't make the same mistake. It's just like people will go and they'll put these inexpensive foams underneath their LVT. I tell you, why would you do that? You should put a rubber or a cork down because it will sound like this. It won't sound click, 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 click. It's the underlayment. So what I'm trying to do, whether you buy carpet, ceramic, porcelain, anything, I'm trying to get you the product the first time.
If you really want to soundproof it, like, can you get thicker cork or
no? No. The thicker the cork, the worse it is.
Oh.
Because of the fact now you're causing engagement props and things like that. You want a very thin one that's got, it's very thin, it's very dense, and it's absorb all that noise.
What we've been doing is put like this red paper down and say, because that floor's got to move just a little bit. We are putting a pattern right there's one of the ones we've done up in Roscoe.
But
Village.
You're not getting any sound deadening out of that.
I don't have any problem with it.
You don't have anybody downstairs?
Nobody's big. No, single family house.
Well, that's why. Yeah.
And then when you put this one, when you put this one?
This one here?
Where do you put this one?
Well, this one here, what I tell you about this one is, if you have to slide it together to lock it, it will come apart. So you want one that goes down in so it doesn't come apart.
Yeah, but where do you put this one? In no place?
Anywhere. This, anywhere. You can put it in. This is a hard, this is, you know that white decking that you have? This is plastic. It's wood plastic composite. So it can go anywhere.
Yeah, but you say that the order is better. The
lock system is better.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
That is better.
You're right.
But this one, you can put this anywhere.
You can put them both anywhere, but this other one's got a lock tighter and stay together tighter.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
I'm trying to buy a book.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You just got. You don't. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. What book you sell a book?
Yeah, I sell these maintenance books. I mean these training books for $100. And I put my phone number in there, and I suggest you do. And then if you have any questions, you call me.
It's all flooring.
It's all flooring. Uh huh.
Okay, you be here.
Sorry, invalid pin. I need your pin.
What do you recommend on a basement concrete slab? I mean slab. I guess it is at that point.
Go ahead.
In Georgia, we got moisture problems in basements.
You're good. Get your moisture. Uh huh.
We got moisture problems.
Here's a brand new one.
Ah, do you have your phone number in there?
Yes, in here.
Wonderful.
Here. Take this that you just filled out.
Yes.
And my phone number is right there. And write that right there.
Thank you.
This is the phone. Is that your?
Well, there's three people on there, and people get confused. Okay.
That's you.
That's me right here. Yeah. Because I have 10 people that work for me. Okay. Basement. I recommend
concrete. We have a lot of moisture problems in basements. I've seen there now. A lot of people are doing the LVP.
That's all you should do in Georgia. Okay. You should do the LVP only, okay? And you should do the
5.5
lock system so it engages and locks.
And
that's it.
Do those two things.
You're good.
Like all anywhere in Georgia.
Anywhere in Georgia.
Any house. I've seen a lot of that stuff. I guess
that's exactly why. Because you have a lot of moisture not only in the ground coming up, in the air as well. And that's all I would use in Georgia.
Any rental property, any higher-end property, I mean,
right,
all over the place. There's different levels of that cost.
That is correct. And the truth of the matter is, the different levels is the embossing, the look of it. It's not the performance, it's the look you're paying for. That is correct. What you don't want to ever do is buy one that just slides together.
Do the whole property in that and a cheap version of that and be done.
I would, as long as it locks. You can get it for $1.29 if it locks. This gentleman here is buying pallets of flooring that was just here, but he's buying the deep lock one because it doesn't matter.
I interrupted you. We were talking about the texture.
Yes, yes, the embossing is what, the more acrylic we put on here, the deeper embossing we could get, so it gives you more of a realistic wood look instead of a plastic look, like a flat look. Feel this one? It's very soft. Feel this one? It's very embossed. That's the exact same color. Mm-hmm.
About how you replace the wood, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you really get rid of it?
Kills.